Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 12th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Man arrested in Paso Robles for brandishing a gun in a road rage incident. South River Road closure for PG&E power line upgrades. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Yesterday afternoon at about 1:10 p.m., the Paso Robles Police Department responded to a call for service regarding a road rage incident and a man who brandished a handgun at a victim near Spring and 9th Street. Officers quickly located the suspect vehicle near 13th Street and River Road, conducting a high-risk traffic stop on the suspect. They safely took the suspect, later identified as 56-year-old Jay Alba of Paso Robles, into custody. Police say they recovered a ghost gun from the suspect's vehicle. There were no injuries during this incident, and no current risk to the public has been identified. Alba was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on several charges, including felon in possession of a firearm, ammunition, and possession of a firearm without a serial number. A section of South River Road will be closed next week on Thursday, December 18th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The city of Paso Robles says the closure is for construction work, consisting of power pole upgrades along the bluff with crane operations. PG&E is in the process of upgrading the power poles as part of their Estrella Highline project to reinforce power to the city. The closure will be along South River Road between Creston Road and Navajo Avenue. Travelers will need to use Creston Road, Nickerson Drive, and Niblick Road as detours. Construction signs will be posted to assist motorists in detours. Supervisor Bruce Gibson's wife resigns from legislative assistant position. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KBRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Supervisor Bruce Gibson announced that his wife will not be returning to work as his legislative assistant. Sherry Gibson submitted her resignation on Thursday, with Supervisor Gibson releasing a statement and an apology. In Gibson's statement, he said, quote, "My decision to bring Sherry back into her role as employed district staff was approved by our Human Resources Department and was based on legal determination provided by County Council in 2016, Gibson said. However, he was made aware of a California Fair Political Practices Commission decision made in 2019, which held that an employee whose husband served on the Board of Supervisors in Placer County would be eligible to retain her current position, but would be a conflict of interest for her to receive a promotion. Gibson concluded his statement with an apology. Quote, "I accept responsibility for this misunderstanding and apologize for assuming the rules of employment are the same today as they were before. It was my mistake." Winter Wonderland is returning to Atascadero this Friday, December 12th, from 5 to 9 p.m. Atascadero's sunken gardens and entire downtown area will be transformed into a magical holiday paradise with over 70 tons of snow. A snowpile area and slide will be featured alongside Joe's Little Train, obstacle courses, gladiator joust, bounce houses, and bungee jumps. Special guests will be the Mid-State Fair Queen's Court and, of course, Santa Claus and his elves. Entertainment will line up the stage, including Atascadero High School and Middle School Choirs, 805 Movement and Performing Arts, Fine Arts Academy Monarch Choir and Honors Dancers, and Holiday Music by Medina Light Show Design. The City of Atascadero is currently accepting band applications for its upcoming 2026 Saturday in the Parks Summer Concert Series. This is the city's 23rd annual summer concert series, consisting of 7 concerts spaced between June 20th and August 15th. Concerts will be held at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. each day. Bands are paid a one-time stipend of $500, and the city will provide an audio technician for support. Applications are due by Friday, January 30th, and can be submitted via email, mailed in, or dropped off at 5599 Traffic Way. Applications can be found on the City of Atascadero's webpage. The 39th annual Vine Street Christmas Victorian Showcase will be held tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. Get ready to stroll through Vine Street and see all kinds of holiday decor and meet special guests. Scrooge, Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, carolers, and so much more. The showcase will be held between 8th and 21st Streets. Traffic will be blocked on these areas as well. Come celebrate the holiday season this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Vine Street. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Falcons inched past the Buccaneers 29-28. On Sunday, tripleheader for KPRL, we'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, the Packers and Broncos in the afternoon, and finally the Vikings and the Cowboys. In addition, the Chargers will face the Chiefs, the Rams will go against the Lions, and the 49ers will face the Titans. In the NBA, yesterday, the Nuggets beat the Kings 136-105, the Rockets over the Clippers 115-113, the Bucks over the Celtics 116-101, the Pelicans over the Trailblazers 143-120. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, several being treated for injuries suffered after that massive explosion and fire in Hayward Thursday. PG&E confirming a construction crew at a gas line underground prior to the blast. Ryan Ishimoto with Alameda County Fire.
We had 6 victims in this incident. All 6 were transported to hospitals, unknown of their status or their injuries.
Officials say 2 properties were affected, another home with some damage. It took a couple of hours for PG&E crews to arrive and seal the leak, which they did before the explosion occurred. Five unlicensed contractors charged with targeting victims of the Eaton Fire. L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hockman.
If you hire an unlicensed contractor and they bring some workers onto your property and somebody gets injured, guess who they're going to sue? You will be sued for any injury of any of these employees that occurs on your property.
If five are found guilty, they face up to 3 years in prison. Hometown newspaper for Southern California's Pacific Palisades shutting down after 97 years blaming the fire. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. Pro Housing Group is suing Governor Gavin Newsom for restricting duplex construction in wildfire-ravaged areas. San Francisco-based Yimby Law announcing the lawsuit Wednesday. During the summer, Newsom restricted Senate Bill 9, which allows owners to parcel up their properties. The decision came after the January fires that devastated Altadena and Pacific Palisades. Yimby Law says allowing cities to suspend SB 9 is a constitutional overreach and violates the California Emergency Services Act. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KVRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Most sweet potatoes are yellow or orange, but purple varieties are gaining in popularity. 5 years ago, a few growers were dabbling in the purple root vegetable. Now about 1,000 acres are being grown in the Golden State, according to Scott Stoddard, University of California Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor in Merced County. California produces about 25% of U.S.-grown sweet potatoes, with most of them grown in Merced, Stanislaus, and Kern counties. During the past 5 years, California plantings shrank from more than 21,000 acres to about 18,000 acres as sweet potato sales slumped, prices stagnated, and production costs climbed for the labor-intensive crop. There is hope that improved varieties could turn the sector around. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday. Upper 60s Sunday through Thursday and 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Could artificial intelligence anxiety be preventing a Santa Claus rally this year? Oracle shares are lower after the stock declined 13% on Thursday. Investors are concerned about Oracle's lavish spending on its artificial intelligence buildup, and the concern is bleeding over into other tech stocks. Investors have been pulling out of the NASDAQ, investing in blue chips, which pushed the Dow to its 18th record of the year yesterday. Wells Fargo is planning to boost its investment banking hiring. Reuters says the fourth biggest bank has been stepping up its deal-making operations. And electric vehicle maker Rivian is stepping up its work on developing fully autonomous vehicles. Starting next year, Rivian's newer models will have more technology. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jean Coselda, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Lindsay from K-John's Jewelry Company here. In a world of constant sales, where prices are marked up just to be marked down, K-John's has always stood apart. We believe in something simple, fair prices every single day. No gimmicks, no games, just honesty and beautiful jewelry. So why are we having a massive inventory clearance sale? Because after years of partnering with incredible designers, it's time for the next chapter. It's time for our designs. K-Johns is creating our own in-house collection, pieces that reflect our heritage, our craftsmanship, our voice. But first, we're clearing the way. December 2nd through the 24th, every piece from our current inventory is being liquidated. Yes, liquidated. Not marked up, not fake discounted, truly reduced. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come see us December 2nd through Christmas Eve. K-Johns Jewelry Company, where integrity shines, and now so do the savings.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. Great gas prices, and you'll love it. All righty. 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number as well. 238-KPRL, set, ready, go. Oh, man, nothing like this. Joe Turner.
I let it roll like a big wheel in a Georgia cotton field. Honey, hush.
All righty, open mic Friday this afternoon. Darsha and Kenny, or Kenny and Darsha, depending on which seat they're sitting in. That's from 12:30 till 2 on this day, the 12th day, getting closer to the big guy coming. All righty, all excited and so forth. And Chris, this person on the road range, he was 56 or is 56 years old. Is that what it said on the release?
56 years old, right.
Did they give any details of this road rage?
Surprisingly, no. There are sparse details from the Pastorals Police Department on what this road rage incident actually was.
And this was in the afternoon?
About 1 p.m. yesterday.
Okay. You know, one of the things, again, because of inquiring minds want to know, I would always, or should I say, I'm interested in maybe giving some biography of these people. Of what their past is and what they do and so forth. I'm just assuming here the this former Eagle Scout at 56 having a ghost gun in his car. It just, I don't know. It's. Have you ever been encountered road rage?
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think I have.
Well, you must have had people, you know, flip you off or... kind of, you know, give the fist to you or something like that? Nothing?
No, I don't look at their driver's seat when I'm passing them by or when they're passing me by. Like, the worst that's happened is somebody's probably honked at me, but I don't really consider that road rage.
Well, it some people may think of it as road rage because they're ticked off at you. And it depends on the honk, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, quick beep, nothing about it, but you know... You know somebody's messed up when you hear beep.
Well, okay, so that's funny or interesting that you said that somebody's messed up. Maybe you were the one that messed up, that ticked them off because you did something extremely either dangerous or just rude. So they lay on it.
Sure.
All right, that's it. I'm guessing that most of us could probably almost do that on a daily basis. Particularly on one of my pet peeves, driving down Spring Street, since they changed the speed limit to 25. Because, again, I know where Barney and the boys are, and I go 25. I do, because I don't want the ticket. But people are on my butt most of the time. Most of the time, they're on my butt, and it ticks me off. It ticks me off, but I, you know, and it's always kind of interesting in situations because you, at least I do, I sum up the vehicle and the person in it. And I, most of the time, I'm always thinking, this person can't afford a ticket, number one. And number two, they can't afford to hit my vehicle, but they want to do it anyway. So I am not getting the ticket because of them. I
I understand their frustration. The speed limit is stupid, but I'm not forking off over any more money to the government than I, well, I shouldn't say I have to. I guess, well, I have to, yeah, like all of us. But 56 years old, Merry Christmas, sir. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You know what I hate the most is when somebody is driving 55 miles an hour in the fast lane.
Oh, okay. What do you do?
Well, you got to pass them in the slow lane.
If the, well, I'm assuming that since the speed limit is 65, that people are passing them. What I've never understood regarding that is, why doesn't the person...
But you understand what I'm saying, right, Kevin? Why are you in the fast lane?
Right. No, I understand that, but what I don't understand is why that person in that lane doesn't see all these cars passing them and say, maybe I should get
over. They don't even look at you when you pass them.
All right, now, is this, would you say... all types of people, or is it, you know, maybe some older folks or anything?
No, I think they're just certain people don't realize that's a fast lane. So get over.
Well, okay. Now, this may be too simple. You know, when you say people don't realize it, you're in a vehicle that can kill people. So why wouldn't you be, you know, kind of on your, on your mental game that, you know what, I shouldn't be doing this because you're not supposed to do that, number one. You can get a ticket for doing that.
I've never seen a ticket, ever.
Well,
I've never seen anybody pulled over for driving slow in the fast lane. And they should get ticketed, in my opinion.
Well, I think they should get ticketed and slapped upside the head, too, because they, you know, wake up, dummy. You know, things like that, I believe, they ignite road rage.
That's what I was getting at, yeah.
That people just it's get like, ticked off, and then people will make a bad decision because they're ticked off to get around without maybe looking properly left and or behind them and so forth, and, you know, do something that's dangerous. So these people, I've often said this, my mom never had a ticket or an accident, but I swear she probably cost 20 deaths in her life driving.
Okay, that's funny.
she didn't appreciate it at all, but, you know, because she'd be, well, I've never got a ticket. I never had an accident. I know, Mom, you've killed 20 people. You just don't realize it.
Oh God! So, all right.
Have you come across, you know, within X amount of years, somebody, you know, giving you the Napomo salute or anything like that because of your driving?
Oh yeah. No, I usually did it to them.
No, okay. Because you're probably like the rest of us. We are perfect drivers, aren't we?
No. No, I can remember just driving by people going, get over.
But they don't look.
They don't.
Well, it is frustrating, and I don't know why, but I generally judge a vehicle when I'm driving. I mean, I should say I judge the driver by the vehicle sometimes. Bumper stickers, dents, the
coexist.
If a car is disheveled, I'm going like, you know what, I just don't want to be near this is not good. And again, just kind of a sarcastic thing, and one of it is, if you're in a van, I'm getting away from you. I don't care if it's brand new or not.
That's funny. Well, I'll let somebody else call in, but I hate it when people drive slow in the fast lane. That drives me crazy.
I'm with you. Thanks so much for your call, and be careful out there. All right. On the email, cops in other states will indeed ticket you for driving slow in the fast lane. Haven't heard of that in California. All right, thanks for the email. Well, the only time you generally see people getting pulled over is when you're passing them and they've been already pulled over by the CHP. I had one yesterday, as a matter of fact, going home on the 101 North. I'm coming on the ramp. Right here, and it was smooth sailing. There was no vehicles, but as I'm driving in, it's towards where the construction is there by Wilsona. I noticed that, okay, well, it looks like the people are obeying the sign there that slows down, construction zone, you have to do 55. Well, as I was slowing down, I noticed up way ahead that there was a vehicle that looked like a CHP vehicle. I thought, okay, now I know why people are doing this and so forth. But what was weird is once I and the rest of us got past the construction zone, then you bump it up to 65 again. And there were people that were hesitant. You can see that there was, in the left-hand lane especially, because there was a couple of trucks in the right-hand lane, and they were backed up. And I'm thinking, okay, they don't want to pass the police guy who was in the right-hand lane. Well, eventually, one of the people said they had enough and just passed I thought it was a CHP, but I'll get to that in a second. And then the rest of the cars just passed it was a vehicle. I thought, oh, okay, well, if you're doing 65, and I don't care if it's the police or not, and they're going under the speed limit, you're okay. So don't worry about it. And they did. But I noticed, because this official car got off at the same exit I did in San Miguel, and it was the sheriff's car. And he must have been doing only 55 or 60. But he, because of his presence and the way he was driving, he was slowing down the traffic, which I thought was weird. I've seen that happen before coming up the Grapevine years ago. This guy, I don't know what the heck he was doing, because what's that, 3 or 4 lanes there at certain areas? And he was just, I would say he was being a jerk, because, it was almost bumper to bumper backed up, because he was doing 50 or whatever the heck. And somebody told me later that they do that for traffic something. I forget what it's called. So I wish I could remember. If anybody knows what that exercise is, because boy, a bunch of people were ticked off. Definitely ticked off. All right, let's go to more. Let me see. Yes. By the way, road rage has been and is increasing. And it has to do with a lot of issues, including social isolation, political tension, and general impatience, leading to more aggressive driving behaviors like tailgating, honking, and even violence. Now, the Gen Z and millennials are showing higher involvement rates. Well, Mr. Garcia, what do you have to say for your generation?
Guilty as charged, I guess. Not personally, but...
Well, would it have to do with maybe the older generation ticking you off because we're driving too slow?
I think people can drive too slow regardless of age. Sometimes I will admit I'll try to get a look over at somebody who's driving slow and see if they're a little older than me, but, it could go either way.
I always do. And one of the things that I try to look for, because you sometimes can see it if they're in front of you, if they're screwing around. You can tell by the shoulder and the arms and the head.
That they're on their cell phone or something.
Yeah, they're doing their, whatever they're doing in the vehicle is just, I always make sure that I look over because I guess it's, I like to play the game of, gee, this person looks like a so-and-so. I wonder if they are. So anyway. Okay, so you have the road rage and this 56-year-old former Eagle Scout. Just kidding. Don't want to give a bad name to Eagle Scouts. All right, well, here's an important email this morning. Let's see here. Go to the... here it is. All right, extremely important email. Vine Street Showcase. Do you know if we are allowed to bring our dogs to the showcase?
No, actually. You are not allowed to bring your dog to the showcase. It says so on the Main Street website, there at the bottom of the flyer.
Does it say you're not allowed, or is it by law?
It just says you're not allowed. At the bottom, it just says, for safety reasons, no dogs, please.
No dogs, please.
Yes.
Okay, so again, I don't know if that is... I guess my question is, why would you want to bring the animal to... you're going to have 20,000, at least 20,000 people walking the street. Why would you want to do that? Of course, I had to do some info searching on this from my good friend Al. And because... this has increased in the last X amount of years. I mean, people bringing them in the stores, wanting to bring them in the restaurants, on airplanes, I mean, the whole nine yards. And a big reason is to avoid separation anxiety for the pet is why people do that. My guess, helicopter parent would come into play as well with this type of thinking. There is a consideration for others when you go to places, and the separation anxiety, you would probably want to start doing that when the dog was a puppy, so the dog could get used to being by itself. I'm assuming that these people, to avoid the separation anxiety for their pet, work, and they have to be gone at least 8 hours a day. So... it's a consideration. And this has raised concerns about inconvenience for others. And speaking of road rage, this has led to some rage among people who do this. People getting ticked off about it, etc., etc. And also, it's... also convenience for the owners and so forth. I don't know, for those of you that may do that, or even you dog owners, obviously we don't own a dog. We've got cats, you leave them in the house, go away for 3 days, you can leave them in the house by themselves, they're fine. Dogs are different, I understand that. But the need to bring them to every event that you go to because the separation anxiety. So I don't understand it, but maybe somebody will explain it to me someday. Maybe an adult. All right, what else do we have here? Well, we have some new things regarding Diablo Canyon and the California Coastal Commission. They voted to approve keeping the plant open for at least 5 years. It was one of the final obstacles the Diablo Canyon power plant had to clear to continue operating amid the renewed opposition. Now, the decision was... conditioned on a plan that would require PG&E, which owns the plant, to conserve about 4,000 acres of land on its property. That would prevent it from ever being developed for commercial or residential use. Now, what they're doing, or, you know, the plant is awaiting federal approval for a 20-year relicensing permit. So we'll see what happens with that. Remember, it is the last one. It's the last nuclear power plant here in California. So we need it. We need it. And I'm sure the Mothers for Peace are having their anxiety disorders and will be out on the street soon and having to go to the psychiatrist or psychologist, whatever it is, to do that. So anyway, those are just a couple of things to start off this morning. And also... I'm going to assume that most of us like junk food from time to time. Chris, I know you love junk food.
Unfortunately, I do, as most people probably do as well.
Well, we may be in for something here if it reaches the entire scope of California, because there is an attorney in San Francisco is targeting Kraft Heinz, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and six other major food companies because of what they're putting on the shelves that we are buying with nobody putting a gun to our head. They have listed a series of health conditions, and according to this, has imposed untold health care costs on Americans as well as cities and states across the nation. The lawsuit argues that the food industry is aware that its products have been making people sick, yet it continues to devise and market increasingly addictive and harmful products in order to maximize profits. Indeed, again, nobody's putting a gun to their head, but what's somewhat, I don't know, maybe comical, that these products have been approved for sale by the government. Now, the attorney doesn't mention anything about the drug use and so forth on the streets in San Francisco or anything like that, or how the government has supplied drugs for people, particularly during the COVID-19 nonsense. So what is going on here is that they're trying there, at least part of this lawsuit, is to, one, is to extract money from these companies like they did at the tobacco companies, and then limiting food choices. And that could get to the point where the certain things, whatever they are, and well, we'll just say, you know, the cookies, the chips, et cetera, would be limited for sale in certain cities in the state of California. Now, the term follow the money is important here because this attorney brought up the big tobacco, which agreed to pay the states, $200 billion over 25 years, and that was of the master settlement and so forth. And this was going to, you know, help out when these states got the money. Well, the CDC said that as of 2024, only one state, Maine, has used that money from the settlement and funds to combat the prevention of tobacco. Where's the rest of the money gone? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So that over $200 billion to save humanity, only one state has done their due diligence. And California's not on that list since it's only one, and the one is Maine. We got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Yesterday afternoon at about 1:10 p.m., the Passerville's Police Department responded to a call for service regarding a road rage incident and a man who brandished a handgun at a victim near Spring and 9th Street. Officers located the suspect, later identified as 56-year-old Jay Alba of Paso Robles, into custody, booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. The City of Atascadero is currently accepting band applications for its upcoming 2026 Saturday in the Park Summer Concert Series. This is the city's 23rd annual summer concert series, consisting of 7 concerts spaced between June and August. Applications can be found on the City of Atascadero's webpage. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The accused assassin of conservative activist Charlie Kirk making his first in-person court appearance yesterday. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who has not entered a plea on charges including aggravated murder, wore a button-down shirt after being granted permission to wear civilian clothes. The judge loosely setting a May 18th start for a preliminary hearing.
President Trump signing an executive order blocking states from regulating artificial intelligence and creating a single set of rules at the federal level. AI and crypto czar David Sacks says they won't snuff out every state-level regulation, however.
We're not going to push back on all of them. For example, kid safety, we're going to protect. We're not pushing back on that. But we're going to push back on the most onerous examples of state regulation.
Closing arguments getting underway in the murder trial of Brian Walsh in Massachusetts. He's pleaded guilty to dismembering his wife's body and misleading police. America's listening to Fox News.
Do
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, deltaliquidenergy.com.
10.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
A late comeback by the Falcons got him a victory at Tampa Bay Thursday night, 29-28 on a field goal on the final play. Even though the Falcons committed 19 penalties for 125 yards, Atlanta had trailed 28-14 with 10 minutes left. Kyle Pitts had 3 touchdown receptions. Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt was hospitalized for a lung injury, so his status for Monday night is in question. Dallas wide receiver CeeDee Lamb practiced fully after a concussion a week ago. Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins was limited in practice again after a concussion. Fired Michigan football coach Sharon Moore is expected to be arraigned on Friday. He's a suspect in an alleged assault. In college basketball, number 4 Iowa State at home came back to beat rival Iowa 66-62. NBA wins for New Orleans and Denver, for Milwaukee and Houston, which beat the Clippers 115-113.
Don't forget Army-Navy game tomorrow, the big football game. I think it's 126th time they will meet, and Navy's going to win that game, by the way. All righty, let's see here. We have our triple header coming up Sunday, NFL, Raiders and Eagles at 9:30. Then it'll be the Packers and the Broncos, followed by the Vikings and the Cowboys. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist, Sleep Tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety and Atascadero, locally family-owned and operated. All right, sunny today. Mid-70s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s, and we'll have sunshine on your Saturday with highs in the low 70s. And for your Sunday, we'll be in the upper 60s, say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Some clouds developing later in the week. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:04 a.m., 4:51 p.m., we're at 32. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Avila Traffic Safety. They service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment. Just go to avilatraffic.com. All right, here we go. The Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and byways, get them home safe and sound where they need to be. All right. So I look to my left on the famous KPRL board here, the blackboard. There is nothing to report. However, remember that winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call. You lose or find one. It's pretty easy. 238-1230, or the best way, reception at kprl.com. Mr. Garcia, you are off the hook because it's Friday, so your mind will be well rested for Monday on this important segment we have here.
You sure hope so.
Oh, yeah. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. It's very simple. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, trivia guy. Brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the 1-9er Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply there. I'll follow. All righty. On Fridays, let's see here. It says error. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. And boom, it went away. My RoboCart went away with the song on it. Oh, man. All right, on Fridays, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. Call in, give me the name of the song or the artiste. Get close, I'll decide what close is. And never answer a question with a question. Watch your inflection when you do answer the question. So, good luck, and here we go. This should be fairly easy. Two three eight five seven seven five two three eight KPRL. I just thought of something, Chris. You know this song, don't you?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
I know the melody that played in that opening, but for the actual full contents of the song that I believe you're playing, I do not.
Okay, this was written and, well, I shouldn't, I was going to say written, sung by. Well, you know what? I could do that. I can do that. The person that wrote and sang this song was Harold Ray Ragsdale, but that's not his stage name. So I'm kind of helping you out here a little bit. So to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Everything is beautiful.
Everything is beautiful by Ray Stevens. Yes, indeed. Yes. And kind of a departure from some of his other stuff around that time with the Guitar Zan and Ahab, the Arab, and some other things like that. So it was a very poignant song, and it was well received. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Daryl James.
All right, Daryl, we have you down as a qualifier. This was released in March of 1970. And by the way, a couple of the kids singing in this are two of Ray, Ray Stevens' daughters, Susie and Timmy. And it was from the Oak Hill Elementary School in Nashville, Tennessee. This won a couple of awards in 1971, again released in March of 1970. Grammys in 1971 for Ray Stevens, Everything is Beautiful.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Winter Wonderland is returning to Atascadero this Friday, December 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. Atascadero's sunken gardens and entire downtown area will be transformed into a magical holiday paradise with over 70 tons of snow. A section of South River Road will be closed next week on Thursday, December 18th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Closures will be along South River Road between Creston Road and Navajo Avenue. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ray Stevens started out as a sessions musician and particularly a favorite of one Chet Atkins. He also sang with the Jordanaires, played trumpet for an Elvis Presley session, and wrote a lot of music, including contributing to Waylon Jennings' classic, Only Daddy That Will Walk the Line. Ray Stevens has had quite a career, and one of his most successful, other than this one, was another serious song, Mr. Businessman, and that was in 1968. All right, two more to go this hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Call for a free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.